Oral comprehension. Listening 1. You will hear listening 1 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Babysitting.
Hi, Mary. Have you got a minute?
Yes, I'm waiting for the school bus.
I was just wondering if you would like to make some pocket money.
Sure. What will I have to do, Albert?
Are you interested in babysitting for us on Thursdays? In the afternoon, I'm at work and Megan has just started a German course. We need someone to look after Paul until we arrive home.
How long would I have to look after him?
From 4:30 to 7. You must pick him up from school. At home, you can play with him. Draw, read him some stories. But no screens. You know, no TV, computer or tablet. If he watches TV, he gets very nervous and doesn't sleep at night.
I see. Should I prepare him anything to eat?
After school, he usually eats a sandwich. You'll find cheese and ham in the fridge. Bread is in the cupboard above it. Just remember that he cannot eat peanuts. He's allergic to them.
Should I bathe him?
No, don't worry. I'll get home at 7, so I'll do it.
When should I start?
Next Thursday, if it suits you.
No problem. I have just finished my exams and have no plans.
Great. If you come by this afternoon, I'll give you the house keys.
Today is Tuesday and I have guitar lessons. Can I come tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, sure. See you tomorrow then.
Bye.
Now, listen again.
Babysitting.
Hi, Mary. Have you got a minute?
Yes, I'm waiting for the school bus.
I was just wondering if you would like to make some pocket money.
Sure. What will I have to do, Albert?
Are you interested in babysitting for us on Thursdays? In the afternoon, I'm at work and Megan has just started a German course. We need someone to look after Paul until we arrive home.
How long would I have to look after him?
From 4:30 to 7. You must pick him up from school. At home, you can play with him. Draw, read him some stories. But no screens. You know, no TV, computer or tablet. If he watches TV, he gets very nervous and doesn't sleep at night.
I see. Should I prepare him anything to eat?
After school, he usually eats a sandwich. You'll find cheese and ham in the fridge. Bread is in the cupboard above it. Just remember that he cannot eat peanuts. He's allergic to them.
Should I bathe him?
No, don't worry. I'll get home at 7, so I'll do it.
When should I start?
Next Thursday, if it suits you.
No problem. I have just finished my exams and have no plans.
Great. If you come by this afternoon, I'll give you the house keys.
Today is Tuesday and I have guitar lessons. Can I come tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, sure. See you tomorrow then.
Bye.
You have 1 minute to look through the questions and check your answers. Oral comprehension, listening 2. You will hear listening 2 twice. Listen carefully and tick the correct answer. Now, look at the questions for this part. You have 2 minutes. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Greta Thunberg. My name is Greta Thunberg and I am 16 years old and I'm from Sweden. When I was about 8 years old, I first heard about something called climate change or global warming. So when I was 11, I became ill. I fell into depression. I stopped talking and I stopped eating. In 2 months, I lost about 10 kilos of weight. Later on, I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome and selective mutism. That means I only speak when I think it is necessary. Now is one of those moments. I remember thinking that it was very strange that humans could be capable of changing the Earth's climate. If it was really happening, we wouldn't be talking about anything else, would we? But no one ever talked about it. If burning fossil fuels was so bad that it threatened our very existence, why were there no restrictions? Why wasn't it made illegal? If the emissions of fossil fuels have to stop, then we must stop the emissions. To me, that is black or white. There are no grey areas when it comes to survival. Some people say that I should study to become a climate scientist so that I can solve the climate crisis. But we already have all the facts and all the solutions. All we have to do is wake up and change. And we have to start today. Thank you.
Now, listen again.
Greta Thunberg. My name is Greta Thunberg and I am 16 years old and I'm from Sweden. When I was about 8 years old, I first heard about something called climate change or global warming. So when I was 11, I became ill. I fell into depression. I stopped talking and I stopped eating. In 2 months, I lost about 10 kilos of weight. Later on, I was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome and selective mutism. That means I only speak when I think it is necessary. Now is one of those moments. I remember thinking that it was very strange that humans could be capable of changing the Earth's climate. If it was really happening, we wouldn't be talking about anything else, would we? But no one ever talked about it. If burning fossil fuels was so bad that it threatened our very existence, why were there no restrictions? Why wasn't it made illegal? If the emissions of fossil fuels have to stop, then we must stop the emissions. To me, that is black or white. There are no grey areas when it comes to survival. Some people say that I should study to become a climate scientist so that I can solve the climate crisis. But we already have all the facts and all the solutions. All we have to do is wake up and change. And we have to start today. Thank you.
That's the end of the oral test.